This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate early Wednesday approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that would greatly expand social spending with major investments in health, education, and tackling climate change. The measure passed 50-49 along party lines after a marathon Votorama session of amendment votes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted after the vote, quote, "It puts us on track to bring a generational transformation to how our economy works for average Americans," end quote. Democratic leaders intend to push the package through over the coming months using a fast-track process known as reconciliation that allows budget-related legislation to pass by simple majority in the Senate rather than the usual 60 votes. Afghanistan. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust, end quote. A court convicted Spavor Wednesday on a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. In a written statement, Trudeau condemned the, quote, lack of transparency in the legal process, end quote. This is VOA News. The Washington Post reports the Texas House Speaker, a Republican, has signed arrest warrants for Democratic state lawmakers. They failed to show up for a legislative session in order to avoid a vote on measures that would restrict voting rights in the state of Texas. 57 Democratic Texas legislators fled to Washington, D.C. in July, beyond the reach of Texas law enforcement, to thwart efforts to pass the bill. The Post reports any lawmakers who have returned from D.C. could be forced by law enforcement officials to go to the state capitol to participate in the vote. The Post also says it is unclear how many of those Texas Democrats remain in Washington, D.C., where they are working with members of the U.S. Congress on the issue of voting rights. Israel's top diplomat landed in Morocco Wednesday for the first visit by a senior official from the Jewish state since the two sides agreed to normalize ties last year. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to meet with his Moroccan counterpart, Nasser Bourita, Wednesday and open a diplomatic representation Thursday in the capital. Quote, "We have landed in Morocco, proud to represent Israel during this historic visit," end quote, Lapid wrote on Twitter as his flight operated by Israeli national airline El Al arrived. Germany slammed alleged spying for Russia by a UK national working at the British embassy in Berlin as unacceptable after prosecutors Wednesday announced his arrest. Germany's foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters Berlin, quote, "We'll be following the federal prosecutor's investigation very closely," end quote. He said Germany was taking the case very seriously. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it's providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to citizens of Myanmar. The country is suffering a humanitarian crisis sparked by the February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asian country, formerly known as Burma, has led to deadly protests against the military government. The violence has caused shortages of essential goods, such as medical supplies, needed to fight what a UN official has called a severe COVID-19 third wave in Myanmar. The UN Special Envoy to Myanmar told reporters Tuesday the prices of oxygen and other supplies have skyrocketed. Thai police used rubber bullets against protesters for a second day in a dispute on Wednesday as demonstrators rallied against the government and its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Demonstrators in Bangkok defied a ban on public gatherings as Thailand tries to curb its worst virus outbreak so far. Diane Roberts, VOA News.